You are invited to the 65th Annual Bethany Baptist Church Spiritual Revival and Missions Conference on August 3rd and August 5th through the 10th. Our keynote speaker will be Reverend Alan Parr Jr., creator of the YouTube ministry The Beat, which stands for Biblical Encouragement and Truth. Plan to join us and be blessed by the Word of God, uplifting praise and worship, and awesome missionary testimonies. We know that you will be encouraged in your faith. For information, visit the Bethany Baptist Church website, bethanybaptist-pgh.org, or call the church office at 412-242-3255. Thank you.
The teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of America in Bible Prophecy. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of America in Bible Prophecy.
There's not a whole lot of pastors that are preaching or teaching on prophecy. Now, there are pastors that are doing this, so I'm not going to broad brush and say that there aren't pastors that are doing it, because there are. But, you know, people would rather hear other types of messages about, you know, as I've heard people say, man, I'm just trying to figure out how to pay my bills, or, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to make it through the day. You know, I don't have the time to be worried about some pie in the sky stuff. But let me remind you again that prophecy occupies at least one third of the Word of God is prophecy. So to me, if God has placed a great premium on prophecy, it seems like we should also. And then I like what my professor, Dr. Ed Heinsohn, has said, because a lot of people are afraid to touch prophecy. And Dr. Ed Heinsohn, he says that God didn't give us prophecy to scare us, but he gave it to prepare us. And so, you know, I would hope that as we study Bible prophecy, that that you would see it in light of how you can live a better life. Now, you know, remember that verse that we've been looking at, and that we have looked at in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 talks about prophecy. And it says that one day God is going to destroy this earth. That's prophecy. He's going to burn this earth up. And then he said, seeing then that all these things should be dissolved. Now listen to this, saints, don't miss this. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy living and godliness? And so God has given us prophecy to prepare us. Let me take that back. To motivate us to live holy and godly lives now, and to prepare us for what's going to happen in the future. So just wanted to make that clear, you know, especially as we look at the country that we live in. Now, we looked at Russia, and, you know, again, Russia is in Bible prophecy. There's no question about that. You know, I received an email that, you know, asked, you know, why we even deal with, you know, things of that nature. You know, because, again, Russia is in Bible prophecy. Now, is what happening now, is that fulfilling prophecy? I would say it might not be fulfilling prophecy, but it's actually setting up prophecy as it will be fulfilled. You know, we see all the things falling into place. You know, it's just like, you know, when you go out and you buy all the ingredients for your Thanksgiving dinner, right? Oh, I'm getting ready to preach now. When you go buy all the ingredients for your Thanksgiving dinner and you bring them home and you put them on the table, you know, is that your Thanksgiving dinner? No, it's not. Because you got to do what? You still got to go, you know, measure stuff out and, you know, cook it and prepare it. So you have all the things that you need, but that's not the dinner, because you still, there's still some more that you have to do. And so it's the same with some of the stuff that we look at, you know, especially with Russia. Is that exactly what's going to happen? Well, I would say that's not exactly what's going to happen, but it's the preparation is laying the groundwork for what's going to happen. And so we're going to look at America today. And, you know, this is one of the most asked questions by people that take questions about Bible prophecy. Where is America in Bible prophecy? You know, when you think about America today, America is the most powerful nation on the face of this earth. There's no question about that. And that's why, you know, America is kind of hesitant to get involved, you know, from a military standpoint in this whole Russia and Ukraine thing. Why? Because if they get involved, then they feel like it's going to escalate now, you know, to nuclear weapons. So it's going to be nuke on nuke, right? So now what we're talking about is what people think. And again, I think this is a misconception, the Battle of Armageddon. You know, when they think about these nuclear powers going against each other, and, you know, they think about the Battle of Armageddon. But I'm going to do a teaching on the Battle of Armageddon, because, you know, that has nothing, you know, the nuclear powers of this earth, when you look at the Battle of Armageddon, has nothing to do with that. You know, basically, is the Battle of Armageddon is Jesus showing up and Jesus showing out. It's all about Jesus. So, you know, he's going to come and, you know, he's going to take care of the nations of this world. So Armageddon is not too nuclear. So let me put your mind at ease. Now, I'm not going to say that people cannot be destroyed. You know, these nuclear weapons, man, if you ever do a study on them, it's crazy. You know, the things that they do. I was, doing some research on one, and it talked about how that the one that puts, you know, something in the atmosphere that draws all the air, you know, out, you know, just sucks the air up. And so if you think about what it does, you know, just think if you are in that type of environment and all the air is sucked out of your environment, you know, you basically will, you know, choke to death, you know, from the fluids in your body and not being able to breathe. And so, you know, that's one form of nuclear weapon. Then we know that there are other forms of nuclear weapon that affect our skin and, you know, our organs and other things. So, you know, that's some treacherous stuff when you think about it. And the fact that, you know, it could be nuke on nuke, you know, America against Russia, you know, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just saying. And so nuclear weapons can be very destructive, but that is not the way that the world is going to come to an end. It's not going to come to an end that way, according to the Bible. So, you know, just want to put our minds at ease to say, if that's the way we're thinking that it's going to come to an end, then we're wrong in our thinking. America is a superpower. Just think about it, in every way, economically, militarily, scientifically, I don't know if I can say scientifically and technology anymore, because China has really, you know, advanced in its science and technology, even educationally. Now, you think about a lot of people from around the world, where do they come to get educated? They come to America to get educated, right? Then they go back to where they came from. So just think how America is a superpower. And when you think about that, it's interesting to say, okay, if America is this superpower, they have to be mentioned in the scripture, right? There has to be some kind of mention, as when we look at the future, America has to be mentioned in the future. So that's what we're going to look at today. You know, where is America in prophecy? So I'm going to begin by sharing my PowerPoint, sharing my screen, and I like to teach. Now, you got the notes, right? The notes are detailed. You got all the details in the notes. So, you know, so if you want to dive a little deeper, you do have that to go by. All right. Okay. Where is America in prophecy? So again, you can follow along in the notes, but I'm going to mainly be teaching off of the PowerPoint. Okay. America, some people say, because America is a world power right now, that America will continue to be a world power. And what are some of the scriptures that they use? So, you know, we look at Genesis chapter 49. Now, those of us who read through our Bibles once a year, we come across Genesis 49. And, you know, we should know what that is, you know, especially when you think of the last couple chapters of Genesis. And, you know, we read there, that's where Jacob is giving a prophecy of his sons. Remember, he called them all around and he began to prophesy concerning their future. And so he prophesies here concerning Joseph in Genesis 49. And he says that Joseph, in verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well whose branches run over the wall. The archers have harassed him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the God of thy father, who also shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be over the head of Joseph and the crown of him that was separate from his brother. So people say that this, I'm telling you what the Bible scholars say, that there are some Bible scholars that say that even though this is talking about Joseph, that is actually a prophecy concerning America. That, you know, again, now you know, somebody might say, how in the world do you get that out of that? Well, you know, again, it talked about him being a fruitful bow. It talked about, you know, people trying to overrun him and overtake him, but he will remain strong. And so many people believe that America will still be a world power up until the end. And then they use this particular verse right here to say that Joseph represents America in end times, and America will still be a world power in end times. And then there's another verse in Revelation chapter 12 that talks about the eagle in the end times, and how that, you know, the eagle will be a representation of power. And so some people say, well, look at Revelation 12, 14. You know, it talks about the eagle. And what is the symbol of America? The symbol of America is an eagle. But let me remind you that there have been other nations whose symbol was an eagle too. I believe ancient Babylon, that their symbol was an eagle. But some people look at that and they say, well, see, this eagle represents the fact that America will be strong in the end times. All right. Moving on. Now, this is an interesting one right here, because when you think about Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel, remember the 10 northern tribes, they fell into captivity around 721 BC. And you don't hear anything else about the 10 northern tribes again. Now, you do hear about the southern tribes, Judah, right? Because they were taken to where? Babylon in captivity. And then they did what? They returned. Okay. But you don't hear anything about the lost 10 tribes. You know, it's, you know, many people believe that they just assimilated into the Assyrian culture and assimilated around the world. But in some shape or form, the 10 tribes have passed down their their bloodline, and that they exist all over the world. And so there are people who believe that the 10 lost tribes of the North is America, that, you know, these people migrated to America and that these are the lost tribes. So when the Bible talks about Israel in the end times, you know, that is, it's actually talking about America. And also, you know, I taught a class on the Black Hebrew Israelites. And they actually, you know, there's a sect of the Black Hebrew Israelites that actually believe that the Black people in America are the lost tribes of Israel. Okay, so they believe that these tribes are scattered abroad. And then when you look at Revelation 7 and Revelation 14, it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel coming back for end time revival, right? And evangelizing the world. And so many people believe that America is the 10 lost tribes of Israel. And so in the end time, they will play a significant role in the world, and they will be the evangelists that get the gospel out to the whole world. So some people believe that's what is going to happen in America. Now, if you've sat under my teaching, when I've taught through the book of Revelation, we see that Revelation 17 and 18 talk about Babylon the Great. Revelation 17 talks about religious Babylon, you know, and how that the religions of the world followed the great harlot, right? And when you look at our country today, or you look at our world today, you know, there seems, religion seems to be, you know, selling out, right? You know, I was I'm teaching this apologetics class, and one of the things that I was reading was about a group of clergy, I think 130 denominations that have come together and have affirmed that we believe in evolution, that we believe in evolution. So, you know, we see the great harlot of Revelation 17 is seducing a lot of the nations and religions away from the truth. And then Revelation 18 talks about economic Babylon, the world system. You know, when you think about today, how that everybody's headed toward this. And I think I'm gonna do a teaching on this one day. The term that's used is the Great Reset, right? Or some of us others have called it, you know, starting over again, you know, that build back better. You know, these are terms that are associated with this Great Reset. And when you think about the Great Reset, just read Revelation 13, because it actually is headed toward this one world system. You know, that's why, you know, they got, and again, I'm not a economic expert. So, you know, sometimes I try not to talk, you know, I can tell you what the Bible says. So sometimes I try not to talk outside the area that that I don't feel that I'm as skilled in. But, you know, just if you watch the news today, you know, they got all these one world currency, right? Bitcoins and all this other stuff. And even here in the United States, you know, somebody told me that legislation was just introduced, you know, in our government that actually will help aid us in developing that one world currency, so that we can be a part of the one world system. So when you look at economic Babylon, that, you know, economic Babylon is powerful, right? And economic Babylon also will follow the harlot, right? And prostitute itself with this one world government. I'm preaching now. Let me get back to teaching. Again. This Great Reset, you know, is something that the Bible talks about. Now, I can honestly say that when you hear talk about the Great Reset or Build Back Better, you know, one of the things that we need to go to right away is Revelation 13, because that's birthed right out of Revelation 13, where we talk about the one world government, the one world currency. So many people believe Revelation 17 and 18 is America, and that America will continue to be great even into the end of time. All right. So, you know, again, you know, these are arguments that that America will continue to be a world power. Here goes an interesting one right here, that when you think about, and I'm gonna go back to Jonah, right? Many of you were in the Bible study when I taught on Jonah. You know, that's been one of the Bible studies that we taught, you know, during the pandemic. Now, you remember when Jonah got on a boat, God called Jonah to go to Nineveh. But what did Jonah do? He got on a boat going in the opposite direction. And where was Jonah going? Jonah was going to where? Tarshish. And, you know, during that day, Tarshish represented Spain and England and all those, you know, countries to the far west, right? And so when you think about, it says that the merchants of Tarshish, so some people believe that's a reference to England, but notice that it also goes on to say, and the young lion. And where was America birthed out of? America was birthed out of England, right? And so many people believe that reference to Ezekiel 38, 13, where it talks about Tarshish, that's referring to Spain and England, but there was also young lions that were birthed out of that. And that was America, you know, Canada, South America, you know, that they were birthed out of that. And according to this, you know, it says that, you know, these will be major players in the end time. So America, according to this particular theory, America is not going anywhere. America will continue to be strong because they will be these young lions of Tarshish, and they will continue to be strong economically and militarily and educationally. All right. So America is not going anywhere, and America will continue to exist. Now, again, keep in mind, I'm saying according to these theories that people have come up with out of the Bible, all right, that they have come up with out of the Bible, all right? So let me, before I get into that next part, let's just go back and look at America will be a world power up until the end, all right? And so these are the people that believe this. You know, here's what they say. You know, Joseph represents America, and it says that he will be prosperous in end times. The eagle in Revelation 14, the lost tribes of Israel, the 10 lost tribes are America, referred to America. Babylon the Great in Revelation 17 and 18 referred to America. And then the young Tarshish, the young lions of Tarshish also referred to America. So now I'm going to tell you what Pastor Glaze believes, and you can, as I said before, I know y'all get tired of hearing me say this. You can believe what others believe and be wrong, or you can believe what your pastor believes and be right. So personally, I think these are some good theories. I think that the people that have come up with these theories have thought them through. But personally, I don't believe that America will be in Bible prophecy. All right. So I'm saying that something is going to happen. I believe that something will happen.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of America in Bible Prophecy. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, America in Bible Prophecy, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request America in Bible Prophecy. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request America in Bible Prophecy from our Bible Prophecy series. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on Bible Prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Ha, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the morning.